The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm a sucker for the for a percussion open.
I'm trying to think of a famous. How about YYZ by Rush? That's got a decent percussion open. I'll tell you what, does anybody in this building like coming in more and putting their feet up on the table and just doing the old one of the guys shooting the breeze like Kale? Kale walks into every room, and if this were the show Cheers, he would how we doing? And then he just wants to shoot breeze.
PMT professors for Steelers and Commanders. Let's see who gets the best grade and gets the worst grade. All relative. No one's going to fail the class today. Or
feels good to do this after a win. Victory
everyone's
Monday.
Probably going to get a grade that goes up on the refrigerator when they go home.
Correct.
Starting with Steelers offense. Malzi.
I wrote down on my sheet here a B, but you know what? I have to up it to a B plus because you know what? They got a lot out of, they were very efficient. They maximized what they got. I think 312 yards of offense in this game outgained Washington. They converted with touchdowns. You convert 312 yards into 28 points. You still haven't been under 28 since Wilson took over. You played a close to A game. I didn't think they ran the ball efficiently. They were committed to it. I thought Warren was pretty good. Pony, they hit the Russell Wilson go balls. When they had chances to make one-on-one plays to their receivers, their big receivers, they made them. When Russ had a chance to hit Pat Freiermuth, who we were all complaining about, hey, is he ever going to get involved? He made a subtle, nice little throw to make sure he got in on the goal line. Got to give him a B+. Not quite an A performance. It was not their best. The fact that it put up 28 is very encouraging, though.
So that's right. That's why I think you had it correct at the beginning. I think it's a B. I don't want to grade them on a curve anymore where 28 points, regardless of how it happens, gets an A. They should have run the ball much better than they did in this game. And Russell Wilson threw for under 200 yards. Thanks to the muffed punt, they got set up with a very short field. To their credit, they cashed it in with a touchdown, didn't settle for a field goal. So I'm not going to really dock them for that at all because it's not like they just went three and out and got three free points handed to them by the special teams unit. B, this defense was notoriously bad against the run, was giving up over 5 yards per carry. And other than a few Jaylen Warren runs, it never really felt like the Steelers were having their way in the run game, which was a disappointment because they had been so good at it over the last three games during this winning streak. So that's the one place where I'm going to ding them here and why I'm going to give them a B and not an A.
They had a couple good runs, I think, on their second drive, and I thought they were about to really get it going, and it never just really materialized. Harris, I thought, looked a step slow in this game compared to what he has looked. That's all I would say, hitting the edge.
I'm giving the Steelers' defense a B, too. I'm going to be consistent here. I don't really think it's fair to put – I can't put one unit over the other in this game. Defense gave up 27, but when you compare it to what Washington has done all year, they kept them below their average. They stepped up, not in the third quarter of this game like they had all season. They gave up their first third quarter points of the season, but more so in the fourth quarter when they buckled down and only two first downs for Washington in the last 15 minutes of the game. Could have been a safety if the ref hadn't been asleep at the switch on that TJ Watt hold in the end zone after the Warren fumble.
I have a take there. I think refs don't like calling that particular penalty because they know it leads directly to 2 points.
That's probably right. Washington doesn't turn the ball over, They couldn't get one. That's why I'm not going to give them an A.
They also don't punt the ball, but they punted it a lot yesterday.
Yeah. So they, in that respect, they did their jobs. So I think solid, solid game. And when you have you get solid from offense, solid from defense, that's how you beat a good team. B.
Second verse, same as the first. You and I are locked in as far as what each of us have done. I'm giving them a B+. Again, as much as I loved the fake punt call, even though it didn't work, it set Washington up with a short field. They gave up two big drives, one that ended up covering 94 net yards because the Commanders had some penalties to overcome, and then the other one right after that, after halftime, they gave up 71 yards. Otherwise, Washington, and I mean this, did nothing. They had a 40-yard field goal drive. Whoop-de-doo. Congratulations. Otherwise, a team that I still think, even after this game, is a very good team, a quarterback that I think is a very good quarterback, looked as mortal as he has looked maybe since he came into the NFL, with the exception of maybe one game here or there, or a game he got knocked out, I guess. But I thought their defense did what great defenses do, and that is when their offense did need them to make a play, albeit with, yeah, Washington backed up to the one. They made sure they got the ball back very quickly, no funny business, no nothing, and late in that game, they put the clamps on them. And I give them a lot of credit for that. That's why I'm a little more bullish than you, a B+.
Steelers coaching.
We're probably going to be different here. I give them an A. I love the fake punt call. I love the fact that they had the balls to do it. I know it didn't work. You and I are going to be fundamentally different on that, and that's fine. I also think when you look at the fact that Washington's under 250 yards of offense, the overall defensive concept was good. And here's why I'm going to give Mike Tomlin, it kind of writ large, I know it's coaching, it's offense, defense, special teams, but here's why I'll finish with him. I remain very impressed as a guy whose biggest critique of Tomlin was that he felt like too often lately, the last several years, an old dog who refused to even consider new tricks. He has continued to give Russell Wilson the agency to play like Russell Wilson at his best, and he continually gets rewarded. And I will just go back one more time to the winning touchdown. On 3rd and 9 with any other quarterback or in past years where he doesn't believe in the guy as much, he is telling them, dial up something that gets me 6 or 7 yards. Let's do this incrementally. There it was. If the look is there, throw the go ball. And he got rewarded for it. I give him an A. He continues to push the right buttons.
I went B+. I think the special teams coaching doesn't.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Entirely cancel each other out, but they did get a play from special teams to make up for what I thought was bad, very bad timing of the fake punt play, even though it was there. I just don't even think it's worth it to try it when you're dominating the game and you're backed up in your own end. The other questionable thing for me from a coaching perspective, which probably would have gotten some run on this show had they lost, was his decision to take the ball. Because it set Washington up for their score at the end of the first half and then getting the ball back and scoring to start the second half.
I agree
with
that.
Other than just boilerplate, I wanted to be aggressive. What was the actual advantage that he was looking for by doing that?
Yeah, I agree with that. I think that's a very fair point. Everybody, what is it, like 90%+ of the people who win the coin toss take the ball or take the defer to the second half?
Yes.
It's a ridiculous stat now at this point. I don't like that. That's a fair point.
Steelers quarterback, Russell Wilson. I give him an A- here. And I think that one of the things that we've obviously talked about today but does deserve underlining and bold font on is the hard count play. It is I think McAfee said this, so I'll steal it from him. It's like the most Mr. Unlimited Russell Wilson play of all time. The dude lives for stuff like that, and that's why he's a kindred spirit with Tomlin. They go out there, and here's the thing about why I say it's like such a Mr. Unlimited thing. I think some quarterbacks go out there and they're like, well, this is kind of a waste of time. They're not going to jump off sides, but I have to do this because my coach is instructing me to do it.
Like Rodgers, who's great at the hard count. I'm sure he's gotten people, but he'll sidle out there, and it's just because he's so good at barking. But
Russ has the enthusiasm and vigor of actually thinking, I can get them to jump off sides, and then he did it. And that's why he celebrated like an 8-year-old girl who just found out she didn't have to go to school tomorrow because of a snow day. Like, he was so giddy and so gleeful after that, because I think that's the kind of crap he takes an immense amount of pride
in. He and Mike love it.
Yep. So I give him only 50% passer. He did throw an interception, but as he pointed out after the game, it was on a third down, so it did act like a punt. I came away incredibly impressed again with his long ball accuracy late in the game with the throws to Pickens and then the touchdown to Mike Williams. And he had balls and clutch gene late. A- for Russ.
I still can't get out of my head the vision of that whole sideline erupting when he gets him with the hard count.
They like him, Chris.
No, like I'm saying, they were happy because they won the game, but yeah, they all just went nuts. I'm giving him a B+, which might surprise you given that I've been the easier grader of the two of us through three categories. Here's why. I'm done grading Russ on a curve. He's been that good. Like when he's only 50%, when he does miss on a couple throws, I'll ding him a little bit for that, but I watched from the end zone view. It's one thing to see that winning throw from the angle we typically see on the sideline. I watched the end zone view, man. Now, Dan Moore got beat and, to his credit, shoved the guy inside so Russ could move a little bit. That was an off-platform, moving kind of awkwardly to his left throw, and it just could not have been more perfectly placed. He got away with one, I think, on the Pickens touchdown where Pickens made the play look great. But you know what? Guys are more motivated to do that when you're going out there and making all the right things happen. Otherwise, sharp throw to Freiermuth. I thought he had a couple that could have gotten away, that could have been catches that were better throws than he'll get credit for, Pony. But I go back to that Cam Hayward clip we've played, that he just never gets outside himself, that he's just chill and calm. Everyone can say what they want. Is he toxic positivity? Is he this or that? I will say this for like the 10th time. Cam Hayward and TJ Watt, two blood and guts players, lobbied hard for him. They are being validated. That guy is a winner. To steal Starkey's column, I guess, headline, that guy is a winner, and he showed it again yesterday. I give him a B+, only because now I expect A's all the time.
PM team, Professor Grades there. Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.